Mishnah Hey, the remainder of the Masechta discusses the laws of Avelus, of mourning over a dead person, and what happens if that coincides with a Yom Tov or Shabbos. What are the laws of mourning in such a case? Now, the obligation of mourning applies when one of one's closest seven relatives dies. Their father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, or husband or wife. And there are three main stages of the Avelus. The first 3 days after the person has died and been buried, everything starts after they've been buried. So the first 3 days after the burial, that's the most intense mourning. That is when one is supposed to cry the most over the dead person. If somebody greets the mourner, it's forbidden for him to reply with a greeting. The halachas are the most strict during the first 3 days. Now the next 4 days, that's the remainder of the shiva. The truth is, the whole first week, including the first 3 days, the first week is known as the shiva. It's just that the first 3 days have more strict halachas, and then the next 4 days are more lenient. And then after the shiva, until 30 days after the person died, or after he was buried, that is known as the shloshim. So if you like, the shloshim also sort of include the shiva within them, and the shiva includes the first 3 days within them. Be it as it may, for one's parents, there is also a fourth stage, and that is for the remainder of the whole year. The entire year after one's parents died, they are also considered to be an ovel, a mourner. But again, the laws are more lenient after the shloshim have ended. Be it as it may, it's certainly forbidden to mourn on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And the Mishnah tells us that akores meso shlosh yom kodem laregel, one who buries his dead relative 3 days before Yom Tov, or more than 3 days before Yom Tov, then batlo himenu gzeras shiva, the decree midrabbanon of mourning for 7 days, as part of the shiva process, that is cancelled from him. Since it's forbidden to mourn on Yom Tov itself, and he has already gone through the main part of the shiva, the first 3 days, so the shiva would end early and he would not need to continue the shiva for another 4 days after the Yom Tov ends. Since there's a whole Yom Tov in the middle where he's not mourning, so we're not going to obligate him to then continue mourning after that. So rather he would have the regular laws of the shloshim from after the Yom Tov. Shemona, if his dead relative was buried at least 8 days before Yom Tov, so that means that the shiva ended and the shloshim began. So then, the decree of the shloshim is cancelled for him as well. Again, since the shloshim is more lenient and it's all midrabbanon anyway, so as long as he began the shloshim, he will not need to continue that after the Yom Tov. The Pnei Omer, because the Chachom said, as part of the whole decree of the mourning, Avelus mourning is midrabbanon in general. And as part of the whole decree of mourning, they said that Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, Oila, that counts towards the days of the Shiva and the Shloshim. It's only one day, it's part of the week, and so it is considered to be part of the Shiva and the Shloshim. And in fact, because of this, there are certain laws of mourning which apply even on Shabbos. For example, it's forbidden to have marital relations on Shabbos. The Eid Mafsekas, and it does not interrupt the Shiva or the Shloshim. It doesn't cancel any of those days for the mourner. On the other hand, Regolim, a Yom Tov Mafsikin, they can interrupt and cancel the continuation of the Shiva or the Shloshim, the Einon Oilin, and they never count towards it. Meaning, even in a case where, let's say, the person died 2 days before Yom Tov, and so the mourner would be obligated to continue the last 5 days of the Shiva after Yom Tov, the days of Yom Tov itself do not count towards those days, because it's a mitzvah to rejoice on Yom Tov, and so certainly it is forbidden to mourn on Yom Tov.